Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Of the Night Report podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. Another day, another
podcast.
I know. This time for the defensive tackle, Jion Simon, out of Raines High School in Jacksonville, Florida. He's listed at 6'3", 282 pounds. Pretty good program from the Jacksonville area. Get into that commitment and a few other updates on items that we've spoken about the last couple days. But first, our presenting sponsor is Night and Day Apparel. Calling all Rutgers fans, alumni, and students. Are you looking for new and unique Rutgers merchandise? Night and Day has you covered. From t-shirts to hoodies, drinkware to pet accessories. Be sure to check out Night and Day this year at their Rutgers Day booth. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On April 27th, Night and Day will be selling on College Farm Road with special promotions and discounts. Be sure to check out the links in today's podcast description to stay on top of everything Night and Day, including new merch drops and promotional announcements. Shop now and keep shopping. All right, so let's talk about the latest commitment in the class of 2025 for Rutgers. This is Jion Simon. He, like I said, is listed at 6'3", 282 pounds. He's a defensive tackle at Raines High School in Jacksonville, Florida. What is Rutgers getting in this kid, and how did this commitment come together?
Rutgers is getting a massive defensive tackle. Actually played the season at around 270, 260-ish, I was told. But that 282 measurement that we have on his profile currently is from last weekend, or a weekend, 2 weekends ago, whenever the Miami camp was. Last weekend was Charlotte. 2 weekends ago? 3 weekends ago? It was 3 weekends ago, because 2 weekends ago he was on campus at Rutgers. A long time coming for Rutgers getting a big defensive tackle, especially a highly ranked, but defensive tackles, like the big rank kids, like the high 4 stars and 5 stars, are usually like gone in a heartbeat because everyone wants them. This kid's probably that second tier level, but he's still a damn good pass rusher. He's a little more of an unknown because he's from the Jacksonville area, but they do play some solid football. He plays for a pretty good team. They went 10-2 last year. He put up some crazy good stats I just had popped up. 77 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 10 sacks, all in 10 games. So that means he didn't play all 12, obviously, but, hell of a get. This was a guy that a lot of people thought he was going to wait a little bit because he got USC in the fall. He got Colorado recently and they were pushing for a visit. Iowa State was pushing for a visit. Louisville was pushing for a visit. NC State was considered an early favorite because he went to campus there in late March. with his like entire family, essentially. I'm told he went to campus with, if I read this correct, his mom, his dad, his little brother, his sister, his cousin, and his grandmother on an unofficial visit. So it kind of tells you where he felt about UNC or NC State. Did I say UNC before? I think I said UNC. I meant NC State. That's what I meant. But yeah, no. And then the minute he left camp or was about to leave campus, scheduled an official visit for NC State. They thought they locked it up. It sounded like went to Rutgers on the 13th last Saturday, watched a scrimmage, saw some good things, I guess. And then that was it. Just kind of fell in love with Rutgers, scheduled an official visit. And then a week later, less than a week later, he's now committing to Rutgers. So it kind of tells you where they, how he feels about Rutgers. Number one, it's a good relationship with the defensive line coaches between Colin Farrell and Campeny. I'm told Colin Farrell, I believe, was lead recruiter here, along with a little assist from Joe Harris-Simiak as well. He might be one of the only DCs in the country that actually recruits. So this is just a huge get for Rutgers. Just a kid that had, and mind you, he had more than just those offers I named, like Auburn, Arkansas, I said Colorado, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, Maryland, Texas, like Tennessee. Like these are big offers. Maybe they're not all committable, but like I could tell you for a fact, a good chunk of those Power Five were. So good get.
Yeah, and as we're seeing in the portal right now, one of the hardest positions to recruit for is the interior of a defensive line. This kid's a 5.6 three-star, so he's ranked pretty highly. But he's got the size, it sounds like, as well, to kind of potentially make an early impact. Is this the type of kid who, do you agree, could he make an early impact, or do you think he's going to be like most defensive linemen and take maybe a couple years to get into the rotation?
I think he could definitely make an early impact. He's a guy that's really interesting to me for the sole fact that he's a very talented pass rusher. He's good at using his hands. I didn't get to go to the Rivals Miami camp this year, but after talking to some of the guys that were down there, they all raved about him. They actually thought like this was like USC, Texas, Colorado, NC State. They didn't see Rutgers. Well, he didn't visit Rutgers at that time, so they didn't really see Rutgers as a factor. And then he visited Rutgers and they got him, and that's it. But really good pass rusher. Now these camps, you got to take away a grain of salt because some guys are bull rushing. Some guys are, a lot of the offensive linemen are holding, as you could probably see in one of the pictures in the article, if you checked it out by now. The one guy has him like by the throat, but he still apparently won that rep.
Wow.
There's going to be some tape put out from the camp on him soon, whether it be on Twitter or Instagram, probably not YouTube, but it'll also be on our accounts too. So just check out at Rutgers Rivals. We'll have all that stuff. But he apparently was very good and in a day that the offensive linemen shined, supposedly. So, I mean, whenever you hear the lineman, offensive line shining, and you still hear a defensive lineman shining, and you're getting that guy, you got to be pretty excited. Yeah. I think he could play pretty early.
It's great to hear. Is there anything else about Jion that you wanted to bring up before we head on to other topics here?
That's my alarm. No, not really. I guess the only thing I would say is they continue to do really well in the Jacksonville area. I know we said it off pod. Who did we say? It was Rashad Knight's from that area, former four-star, yeah. Someone else.
Rashad Knight is, I mean, if we're going back in the day, Juwan Jameson is from that area. Bowles High School is probably the most dominant school in that area. That's also the school that Mac Jones attended. Jacksonville puts out a decent amount of talent.
Yeah, he also faced off against Trinity Catholic, who has Jerick Gordon, who's an offensive guard that will be on campus in June 7th for an official visit. So another name to keep an eye on from down that region, but they're doing really well in Florida specifically. And that's Greg Schiano's MO. Not really too shocked, but this, I guess we'll just continue to see more and more Florida recruits. This is a really good get though.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much talent in the state. There's so many, it's one of the few places in my opinion, in the country that still has, you still have the ability to find all these hidden gems because, so many high schools, it's such a population dense state and there's just kids who just play football 12 months a year. So, great pickup in my opinion there. Let's kind of circle back to some topics from the last couple of days. Two new offers out to CJ West and Savion Washington. Give us a quick update on both those guys. Where do you think Rutgers stands in both their recruitments?
So Savion Washington, I spoke with yesterday. He will be taking an official visit.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Syracuse this weekend. If I had to guess, based on NIL, based on that being his only official visit scheduled as of this moment, if I had to guess, it's probably going to end with Syracuse getting him, which makes sense kind of for this whole fact that he seems, I mean, if you went to Colorado, you're probably an NIL guy. And based on the fact that Syracuse has a little bit of NIL, I could see them going after or landing him here this weekend. And if they don't, that's where things get interesting. He did mention to me that the other schools heavily after him right now include Baylor, Rutgers, and Texas A&M, along with Syracuse. So, I mean, just do the simple math there. I think I see NIL, and then Rutgers. Yep. So, but you never know. He does have a connection to Colin Farrell, who did recruit him at Kent State. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But if I could put a future cast in, I'd probably put it in for Syracuse.
All right, let's. What about CJ West? Anything new in his recruitment? Where do you think he's staying with Rutgers?
Yeah, he just has a million offers. that's all it is really right now. We're being told it's going to come down to, do you want to go get the bag right now, or do you think you can go, or you'll go with the guy that you trust already, a guy that you have a really good relationship with in Colin Farrell. Now that relationship's a little bit closer between West and Farrell for the sole fact that, number one, it was also his position coach. Yep. But he also did recruit him out of high school as well. They've been together for every year of his college career up until Farrell left in, what was it, January, I think it was? Something like that. I forget when they hired him officially. But
yeah, Farrell joined somewhere around January, I believe. Yeah.
So definitely keep an eye on that one. But again, CJ West has like every offer in the book. Like he has LSU. He's got, who was the most recent
Michigan.
West Virginia, Michigan, like Texas yeah. A&M, Arkansas. So it is going to come down to what matters more? Does it matter about development relationships, or is it more about like, I'm going to go to this school, get a bag and still get developed, but I'm going to have to meet a whole new staff, a whole new roster. I mean, you have to meet a whole new roster regardless, I guess, but Colin Farrell and him have been known to have a very tight bond. So if Rutgers can pull this one off, I think again, that could just only improve that defensive line room that's already pretty stout.
Awesome. Let's hop over to some hoops transfer portal news. Jaden Jones was on an official visit to Rutgers. I think that's wrapping up today, if I
believe so.
Correct. So what are you hearing about Jaden Jones? How did the staff find out about this kid? Because he's from California. He played hoops at Long Beach State.
Like, California.
Where's the connection here?
From what I know, there really isn't one. They saw him enter the portal, and they have portal guys that are monitoring the transfer portal nonstop to see who enters, who's leaving, blah, blah, blah. Just came to the fact that this guy was a defensive stalwart, and they were kind of like, hey, like, what do we like more than anything? We like defense, of course.
Yep.
So yeah, they reached out to him and it just kind of went together really quickly. Last night they went to Bolero. The staff took him over there. I know he's with Jeremiah Williams. I believe Emmanuel Ogbo was there. I know Jamichael Davis was there. I think I might actually take it back. It might've been Emmanuel Ogbo was Dorian Jones. There's too many Joneses. but yeah, Emmanuel Ogbo was with Dorian Jones. This was Jamichael Davis, Jeremiah Williams. They went to Bolero. They had a good time. Did all that stuff, toured the campus. Now, originally, it sounded like the Durkac commitment kind of threw things for a loop, and they weren't really sure how they were going to be able to land him, if they were going to be able to land him after Durkac's announcement. But it does sound like there's some optimism towards Rutgers. It sounds like he has no other visits right now. The other schools that are being considered are Butler and Mississippi State. I don't know if he visited either of them yet, but the fact that there's no other visit scheduled and Rutgers is this, and just about to finish that visit, kind of tells you where he's a little bit leaning towards. So I definitely keep a close eye on it. That should be wrapped up later today, and then we'll know within probably a couple of days, I would say, for a decision. We might have another podcast as soon as this one's done at this point. So,
Man, not that I don't like talking to you guys, but I hope we get a little bit of a break, maybe a day or so,
nice,
before we have to hop on again. Yeah. Good to hear on Jaden, though. Let's talk about Andrew Carr next. So he's a big man that Rutgers is showing interest in. The update that we last saw was that Villanova was in the lead and Rutgers was also heavily involved. What are you hearing on Andrew Carr?
It still sounds like Villanova is in the lead there. Westchester is not too far from campus of Villanova. So it does sound like he wants to head there. I know someone reported it. I don't know who I'm miscrediting here, but I'm not going to miscredit anyone. I'm just going to say someone reported it. Apparently it has nothing to do with NIL for his thing, for his recruitment. Now, of course, he wants some NIL. He's probably going to get some NIL. But going home is a priority, and the schools that are closest to home are Villanova, Rutgers. I know Rutgers reached out. I could tell you that. I just don't know if they're going to be able to beat out Villanova, the hometown school, the Big East pride, blah, 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 number one, number two conference, yada, 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 all that good stuff. So, yeah, they'll probably be in NIT this year. So, I mean, if you want to do that, that's cool. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like Villanova is a heavy favorite right now.
Yep. So the search for the big man continues. Any new names that you're hearing, or is this still a wait and see kind of thing?
Just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen. I know we mentioned it yesterday, or one of the three, four podcasts we've done in the past couple of days. Sean Pryor is expected to go out to LA this weekend. Again, still don't know if that's for a visit or not, because he didn't answer my text yet, but, yeah, I would assume it's probably for a visit. You don't just go randomly to LA when you're from Florida in the transfer portal. And yeah, so I don't think that's going to be one that's going to fall in favor of Rutgers. So I think they're definitely going to have to look elsewhere. I don't know where they're going to look. That's the big question, but we'll have to wait and see.
All right, well, stay tuned to your podcast feed and the boards, because more news, I'm sure, will be coming in the near future. Probably by the time we hit end on this podcast, we'll get some news, because that's just the way things always, fortunately or unfortunately, break.
Of course.
But is there anything else you wanted to hit on before we head out, Rich?
Two things. Number one, I just got a quick text message. Nova's push for Andrew Carr is expected to be very strong. Also sounds like they have a lot of support from the money guys that back the program. So that kind of tells you where that one's heading. So unfortunately, I don't think Andrew Carr will be in play for Rutgers. Although they did reach out, so you never say never. So put it like that. But the other thing I wanted to mention, that apparently there is a wrestling recruit on campus. Now, there's been some nice wrestling talk this offseason. The first guy would be, I forget what his name was, Mason Gibson, the Penn State commit. There was some talk about him. I know there's still some speculation that he might flip to Rutgers, but he is making a visit to Ohio State, or did make a visit. I got to double check on that one. The rumored kid here is 100 in middleweight, 165 pounder. Jagger Condomiti, out of Pennsylvania originally. So I know he's in a portal right now. I think he was 9-0 as a sophomore this past season. 2-5 the season before that, 9-1 the season before that. So could be a name to keep an eye on. I don't have a confirmation that's definitely him, but that's the speculation as of this moment. So we'll wait and see, but it sounds like wrestling is being pretty active in the portal right now.
Interesting. You love to hear that. And again, we will hear more on that in the near future.
Yep.
But we want to thank you guys once again for listening. Everybody who's liked, subscribed, the whole nine to the pod. It really helps people find the show. Ooh. We're still waiting to do that giveaway. So once we get the 4,000 subs on YouTube, we will have that new giveaway started up. But for
got
me
some,
and
got
Rich,
some more prizes for that too, real quick. Just saying.
Oh yeah, let's hear it. Yeah,
I'm just saying I got the football jersey. They're all stitched a Rutgers football jersey. I got a Dylan Harper signed trading card. Got another one of those bad boys. There was something else. What else? Oh, a TKR t-shirt, TKR subscription for a year, a whole year. And there was something else. I forget what else. Ooh, there might be. I'm working on something that has to do with sneakers. We're working on something.
Interesting.
I'm just saying. Pending they have your size available too, whoever wins the so-called prize, but we are 30 subscribers away, so make it happen.
Make it happen. But that is it for today, guys. This has been another edition of the Night Report Podcast. Signing off.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.